What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. I just want to introduce this episode. This is going to be a special episode. So if you don't know, I'm an out-of-state investor, and I'm also a coach who helps others fulfill their goal and their dreams of investing out-of-state. So this interview is going to be with a student of mine, Rhonda, who recently bought her first out-of-state property, and we're working on helping her get her next one. She purchased this property from over 500 miles away, and you went through the entire process. And so I thought it would be nice if I included this as part of the episode, and just so you can have an idea, if out-of-state investing is something that you're interested in, you can learn a little bit more about what it's like to work with me and hear firsthand experience. And at the end of the episode, if any of that sounds appealing, if any of that sounds good to you, you're more than welcome to check out some more information. There'll be a link in the show notes of this episode, or you can go to outofstatemoney.com. So without further ado, let's get into it.
I'm Rhonda Jackson Smith, and I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rhonda. So let's jump right into it. So what was your situation regarding real estate investing before you joined the program?
My situation would be the extent of our understanding of real estate investing was pretty limited to the very first home that we bought was a duplex. And beyond that, nothing else. So once we sold that duplex, that was the end of our investing, so to speak. So our investment was really our primary home. We definitely wanted to have additional properties for kind of building that legacy for our children, but also to be able to have income for our retirement. My husband and I are of the age where we're looking to retire in the next 10 years or so. And being educators, we know that in order to have a lifestyle that we'd like to have, we're going to need some additional revenue. So this was the means to be able to do that.
Awesome. And how did it feel to have the goal of wanting to invest and have a legacy and all those things, but not have the knowledge to achieve that goal?
It was frustrating and frightening. In watching, you know, some different folks on social media, you saw that it was happening. People were doing it. I had been watching you as well. And what I saw, I don't remember the particular episode, but what I gleaned from some of the stories that you were telling was simply, you know, that, you know, this was something that you didn't necessarily come from a family where all this was handed to you. You had to learn this for yourself. You had to create this. It just made it seem accessible. It made it seem like, you know, you were a regular guy like us. And, you know, you had to make some smart moves and you learned from, you know, I guess your mistakes. I don't know what they were, but I would imagine there were some, you know, there was a learning curve for you. And it was really important to us to be able to partner up with someone that had already gone through that learning curve so that we could learn the moves to make and the moves to avoid. So it was exciting, also frightening, because it's like, okay, how do we begin? Just a lot of questions of how to begin. What are the next steps to take? Who to go to?
Makes sense. And do you remember how you found out about the program?
Yes, I was watching one of your podcasts, and there was some information at the bottom about if you're interested, and the timing of it was just spot on because we talked about it. We knew that we were at a financial position in our lives where this was the next move to make. It was really important to us that our money was put on assignment to help and work for us. That whatever resources and assets that we had, we wanted that to work for us. And so it was just kind of an alignment of the stars. And we saw that. I remember reaching out to you, and it just seemed like a no-brainer to me. And for me, having a coach really kind of resonated, because what I do in my professional life is I serve as a coach working with school systems. So I know the power of it. I know the value in it. It really was a no-brainer.
Awesome. So what doubts or fears did you have about joining the program when it was time to make that decision?
I don't know that I had doubts or fears. I feel like For my husband, it may have been more where the resource is going to come from. I think that was just kind of the real practical stuff, right? So like you want to get a house, you need the down payment. Where does that come from? Where do you get that from? And I know in talking to you, we realized a couple of the options that were actually three different options that ended up being available to us. And so we went back and forth a lot about which avenue to take. And I think, just kind of look at not too long ago, I remember looking back in retrospect, and I feel like, there were resources available to me years ago. I just don't know that anyone kind of explained it. Sometimes it seems like there's just information you don't know. And people talk about how information and knowledge is power. Truly, it is. So yeah, it's like there were resources that were available to us like a decade and a half ago that we just didn't know to look in that area. So I think for my husband, it was really, where is this going to come from? Some real talk, like how do we pay for this? How do we do this? So once we were able to overcome that hurdle, it was like, okay, so then we're going to do this.
That makes sense. What ultimately made you decide to join the program and feel that it would help you get to where you want to get to?
What ultimately made us decide is, I think your story really re resonated with us. The other thing would be, again, just the timing of it for us. And for me, what I really have experienced, being a homeowner, is I remember seeing the value of my own property, how it appreciated over like 5 years. And I'm thinking, okay, that's my property. I know in the area where we live, if you lived in the city proper like 10 years ago, you could snatch properties up for nothing, right? And now, like, you would be hard pressed to live in those same areas again. So what I know is that being able to find properties that are going to, number one, cash flow, but also being able to find those properties where the timing is just right. It's all about timing. The areas that we're looking to invest in and that we are investing in now, like they might look different 10 years from now. I'm expecting them to look different 10 years from now. So it's really about the positioning yourself and the timing. So that's been really important.
Love that. Love that. So talk about where you are now. You talked about where you were early on in the journey, but talk about where you are now compared to day one when you started the program.
Yeah, so where we are now, we just closed on our first property. We're super excited. It's this darling house that's in the Dayton, Ohio area. It is a bit surreal, and it's really important to us that our children are very much aware of what's going on. I want them to be kind of hands-on with this. I have two girls in high school, and I have an adult daughter, and this is something we're looking to pass on to them. So I want them to understand about the money, the budgeting, the cash flow, how to find the deals. I want them to understand how to be able to manage properties. I was never really intending this to be a family business, but if I'm looking to pass this on to my children, I want them to know how to manage it. And I feel like them learning now is vital to that being sustainable. So yeah, we just closed on a property and looking to get our first tenant. It's exciting. It's surreal. And we're gonna be taking a trip to Ohio to go see the property probably over the holiday break, Christmas break. So yeah, it's been really exciting.
Amazing, amazing. And overall, in the beginning, you were eager and just trying to get the information and working through the entire process over several months. And just looking back and reflecting on that, like, I know you mentioned it feels surreal, which is great, but you did it. Like, you accomplished the goal that you set out to accomplish, and you learned so much over the past couple of months. Like, how does it feel just to know that you finally did it? You got it done, and probably quicker than you thought.
It's like an exhale. It really is. We are really proud. And I feel like initially it all seemed very mysterious. Like it was this Rubik's cube that you had to figure out, and then just kind of walking and For real, like the way that you walk things, this whole process has been just such a blessing. It has been, we definitely would have never been able to do this without your help. And what is very specific about the way that you've supported us, it's been like step by step. Every single week, you have, and even when I've needed support, assistance, questions in between our coaching calls, you've always been available. You've responded immediately. It's almost having like a brother there, like, hey, you know, this is the, watch out for this road. Look for this road. This is the path. I mean, it really has helped to demystify all of this, and it makes this feel like this is really doable, and it really is. So I think more than anything, it's really kind of helped to make what seemed vague and unclear just a greater sense of clarity. Like this is realistically doable. We are doing it. We're going to continue to replicate this, and you just really kind of see a path forward to being able to achieve the goals that we have financially.
Love it. Love it. And what advice would you give to someone who is considering participating in the program, but they're unsure, maybe a bit hesitant about taking that next step?
I think one of the things that's really going to be helpful is to be surrounded with that supportive community. You can't do it alone. And so I think being able to connect with like-minded people that are moving in the same direction that you want to move in is how that change happens. I think even when you have those times when you are uncertain or you know, I mean, whenever I think about this, I think about any time you're looking to make a change, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to support you. You want to surround yourself with people that have the expertise, right? It's about that sense of community, and people that are moving in the direction you want to move in, or people that have already moved in the direction that you want to move in, because you want to know, okay, someone else has done this, so I'm not, you know, blazing a trail that's never been blazed before. So I definitely think that, taking that step of faith and investing in yourself. Like we pour our money into so many things and so many others. It really is an investment in ourselves.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking some time to give your feedback, and I'm really proud of you, and I can't wait to continue supporting and helping you get ready for that first tenant, and we're going to start getting the money rolling in.
Yay. Thank you so much for everything, Sam.
No problem. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
All right, that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I always get excited and motivated anytime I hear these interviews and this feedback from those who I work with individually. So if that sounds interesting to you and investment properties where you live are too expensive, go to outofstatemoney.com to get more information, or you can go to the link in the description of this episode. That's outofstatemoney.com. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.